Colder days ahead. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, it seems we've already had a month of winter weather already, and as farmers struggle with soaring fuel and fertilizer costs, Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns is taking some actions designed to help. Gary Crawford has more.
Whenever Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns travels in this country, he gets an earful from farmers about soaring fuel costs. For example, one farmer in Pennsylvania told him,
"Our growers, they've already contracted the price for that product, and there's no way they can pass that fuel cost on. And in many cases this year, that's adding between $1 to $5 a ton more in cost, which is basically going to eat up their profit."
As Secretary of Agriculture, I do not have the authority to deliver a $40 a barrel of oil to ease the financial burden on farmers and ranchers. But there's much we can do.
And with those words a few days ago, Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns listed a number of things he's going to do. First, a new site on the USDA webpage at usda.gov, a page to help producers calculate energy use and costs and hopefully reduce them. And for farmers forced to borrow more money to pay those soaring energy and fertilizer costs, or who now cannot pay back current loans because of those costs,
I am directing our Farm Service Agency to maximize the use of our Guaranteed and Direct Farm Loan program to help eligible producers who face credit challenges due to higher energy costs.
Johanns is also creating a new USDA Energy Council to coordinate energy issues within USDA, not only helping farmers cope with the price of the fuel and fertilizer they have to buy, but also delving into programs to encourage more energy production by farmers. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Now, Johanns says they plan also to use more of USDA's rural development loan money to encourage the expansion of more renewable energy systems. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.